Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation here on KXCV, KRNW. I'm Jeremy Werner. Joining us this morning is Director of Public Relations with the Salvation Army of Kansas and Western Missouri, Doug Donahue. Doug, the Red Kettle campaign is just about to wrap up. All those Red Kettles that went out last month come down next week right after Christmas Eve. And what we're hearing from a lot of nonprofits throughout this holiday season is that they've been hurting a little bit than they have in previous years, with a lot of them pointing the blame straight at COVID-19. So our first question for you this morning, Doug, is how is the Red Kettle campaign been so far?
Well, we've found that people are responding to the kettles. We know that when people are out shopping that they do look for the kettles, and people are wanting to help out in this time of great need. So people are donating to the kettles. One of the things that we're running into is just sort of nationwide, we have we are working with a reduced number of kettle locations. Nationwide, we're down about 25% in terms of physical kettle locations. And that varies from community to community, of course. But the other factor is just decreased foot traffic at a lot of businesses. And so while people are out and shopping, they do see the kettles. But this year, there are just fewer people out, fewer people shopping. And we completely understand that. That's why we're giving folks additional ways to donate online. They can either use their phones to scan the QR codes that are available at every kettle, or they can go to salarmymocan.org to make a donation there as well.
So just like I mentioned earlier, a lot of nonprofits have said that the pandemic has really put a damper on a lot of their campaigns this holiday season. So I'm curious, do you also blame COVID-19 for that 25% drop?
I think that overall, 99.9% of the loss of locations has to do with the pandemic. It has to do with just the fact that perhaps some locations weren't necessarily comfortable with the idea of having the kettles out there. Now, we have a number of national corporate partners that have been wonderful to work with in terms of figuring out a way that we can do kettles in as safe a manner as possible, with bell ringers wearing PPE gear, face masks, gloves, sanitizing the kettles every hour. But then there's just the reality of what the economy has had to face this year, that stores have gone out of business, that places are limiting the hours that they might be open. And so that limits the number of stores where we could have a kettle or the number of hours where it makes sense to have a kettle located.
So looking back on 2020, Doug, especially since the pandemic, from your view, has the pandemic hampered efforts and donations across the board throughout the year, or has it been kind of up and down with peaks and valleys?
We have certainly found that people have been very responsive to the requests for help. People understand that their neighbors are in need, and they have been willing to support the Salvation Army in any way that's possible for them. For some folks, it's not always been a monetary donation they can make, but it can be that of canned food or dry goods for our pantry services. It can be just giving of their time to help us organize supplies and to reach out to folks who might be in need. And the great thing about America and the communities we work in, especially, which is every community in the country, is that people are always willing to step up and to help when that help is requested and when it's needed. And in 2020, that help has rarely been needed ever as much as it has been this year.
We're speaking with Director of Public Relations with the Salvation Army of Kansas and Western Missouri, Doug Donahue. Doug, here at KXCV KRNW throughout the year, especially since the pandemic, we've been talking with nonprofits and food banks and other organizations who've pretty much all told us that they've seen an increased need. So has the Salvation Army seen an increased need as well?
Yes, absolutely. Again, speaking sort of nationally, just based on estimates of what we were expecting going into this holiday season, we're expecting to see an increase of around 155%. For folks looking for Christmas assistance, because you're talking about families that have never necessarily had to turn to the Salvation Army for assistance. These are folks that had white-collar jobs or had jobs that were considered safe in the economy, whether it was potentially something like restaurant employees or folks who work office jobs. and now suddenly their hours have been cut or the jobs have just been taken away entirely because they've been furloughed. Hopefully they have the opportunity to go back as business starts to get back to normal with the vaccines. But we're trying to help these folks have a Christmas this year and provide a Christmas to their children and make sure that they have the food that they need. They have the resources they need to stay in their homes and to keep the power and the gas and the lights on during the winter months.
So building off of that, because of that huge increase, what would you say is next for the Salvation Army? And in what ways past the Red Kettle campaign can people help?
Well, what we know from this pandemic is that there's a lag time. There's generally speaking a lag time in the number of cases that you see in a community, followed unfortunately by a lag time then in the number of deaths that you see in a community. And what we would really like to be the case is that the vaccine goes out, people start getting vaccinated, and all of the problems go away. Unfortunately, we know that's not the case. And even if the vaccine is widely available by springtime, by April or May of this year, we know that there's still going to be a need. People's lives are not going to be back 100% to normal in April. It's going to take time. It's just like after a storm rolls through a community, whether that be a tornado or a hurricane or an earthquake hits or a wildfire happens, the damage can last for months and the cleanup can take just as long because it takes time to get things rolling back to normal. And we are fully aware that the needs in communities is going to continue for some time to come. So we greatly appreciate every dollar that has been donated, everyone that has stepped up to hold a canned food drive, everyone who has volunteered of their time. But we also know that going into 2021, there's still going to be that need, even as life starts to get back to normal. People's jobs are not going to pick back up immediately. Paychecks may not start immediately again on April 1st or May 1st. It's going to take a little bit of time, and we need to make sure that we can still be there to help folks as they're getting their feet back under them.
Anything else you'd like to add, Doug?
The only thing that I would add is folks always have an opportunity to help out. They can go to salarmymocan.org to donate. The one thing that we want to make sure people understand is that when they donate, we keep careful track of the communities from where the money comes, and the money goes back to assisting people in those communities. So whether it's Maryville or St. Joe, when you donate, it goes to that community to help folks there who need the assistance.
All right. Thank you for joining us this morning, Doug. Once again, that was Director of Public Relations with the Salvation Army of Kansas and Western Missouri, Doug Donahue. As the Red Kettle campaign slowly comes to an end, that familiar ring and those red kettles will be gone after Christmas Eve next week. This has been your morning conversation here on KXCV, KRNW. I'm Jeremy Werner.